Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming House advances library materials bill amid ongoing debate about sexually explicit content. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A controversial bill regulating sexually explicit materials in Wyoming libraries is moving forward in the legislature as lawmakers and communities continue to debate access, censorship, and parental rights. House Bill 10 would require public and school libraries to move books containing graphic sexual content out of children's sections and into adult sections and establish a formal process for challenging materials. Supporters, including Judiciary Committee Chair Art Washit of Casper, say the bill responds to one of the most common concerns raised by Wyoming residents, ensuring minors aren't exposed to explicit content. Opponents, including Representative Ken Chesnick of Laramie, argue the bill could amount to government censorship and allow individuals to restrict access for others. The issue is especially relevant in Gillette, where Campbell County Public Library faced years of controversy over sexually explicit material and LGBTQ-related books. Public debates, board disputes, and legal battles have stretched back to 2021, including the firing and later $700,000 legal settlement of former library director Terry Leslie, who said she faced pressure to remove books from shelves. Local debate also intensified after residents and officials raised objections to sexually themed books and pride displays, sparking calls to remove or relocate materials and fueling ongoing community divisions over intellectual freedom and parental control. House Bill 10 now moves forward in the legislative process. If approved by both chambers and signed into law, it would create new statewide rules governing how libraries handle sexually explicit materials, potentially reshaping policies already under scrutiny in communities like Campbell County. Governor and Senate ban campaign contributions on Capitol grounds after Checkgate controversy. Wyoming's governor and Senate have moved quickly to ban campaign contributions on state-controlled Capitol property following a growing controversy known as Checkgate. According to Cowboy State Daily, Governor Mark Gordon signed an executive order Tuesday prohibiting the solicitation, delivery, or acceptance of campaign donations in state-controlled buildings, including areas of the Capitol managed by the executive branch. Gordon said the move is intended to protect public trust and ensure the highest level of integrity in state government, adding that the Capitol should never serve as a campaign headquarters. The action comes after conservative activist Rebecca Bextall distributed campaign donation checks to lawmakers on the Wyoming House floor following adjournment on February 9th. The checks, reportedly written by Teton County donor Don Grasso, were intended for several Republican lawmakers, including Gillette Representatives John Baer and Christopher Knapp. At the same time, all 31 members of the Wyoming Senate unanimously adopted a new rule banning senators from knowingly soliciting or accepting campaign contributions on Senate-controlled Capitol property or during the legislative session. Meanwhile, the Wyoming House has not yet adopted a similar rule, and its internal investigation has been paused while the Laramie County Sheriff's Office conducts a criminal investigation into whether the check distribution may have violated state law. Governor Gordon said the executive order takes effect immediately, calling transparency and public confidence essential to maintaining trust in Wyoming's legislative process. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.